Okay, today's daf is Tamura, daf Dalet. Tamura, daf Dalet, and today's shiur is sponsored by Zecher Nishma, Zisa, Bas, Eliyahu Shlomo, Celia, Gurowitz, Levine, Alea Shalom, whose 10th yahrzeit is today, sponsored by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on daf Dalet. We will start with Gimel and Beis, four lines up from the bottom, the Ema. If you remember, on the Gimel Amud Aleph, on the bottom, we had the principle of Rav Idi Bar Avin Amr of Amr, Rav Yitzchak Amr of Yochanan, the neighbor of Yossi Aglili, who said that every losase in the Torah, you only get Malkus if we do a Maisa. Asaba Maisa Loke, Lo Asaba Maisa Patis. The rule, Lav Shema Maisa, we're not Lokin, with three exceptions, with adding on a fourth exception, possibly. The three exceptions were Nishba, Meimir, and Makala Chaveir B'Shem. This is here, obviously, because of the middle one, because of Tamura. Even though you didn't do a Maisa, one is still Chayev. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said, even if you're Makdim Truma LeBikurim, we'll have to see what exactly he means, Veshem, on today's daf. But the Gemara, here, on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, is trying to find the source for Mekalel Es Chaveiro B'Shem. How do we know that one is Chayev Malkus, even though that is not Lav She Yesh Ba Maisa. So Gemara quoted a pasuk in the end of Dvarim, Imlo Tishmar, if you don't keep my mitzvahs, and right after that it says, V'hifla Hashem Es Makoscha. Hashem will separate, V'hifla Makoscha. But we also dash in the word Hafla means Malkus, and therefore we say maybe that's the source for Makalel Chai Malkus. The Gemara suggested maybe that's talking about even a Shavuos MS. So Gemara says, no, you have another pasuk that tells you that you're allowed to take a Shavuos MS. Maybe that means only that you have to do it, but you still chayav malchus? No, it's impossible. So then the Gemara says, what about the chiyuv of shvuah b'mitzvahs? Again, each of these are big topics, not for now. Maybe they're in terms of a chiyuv of lishpa b'mitzvahs. The Gemara says, no, you have another pasuk, so this one must be talking about from Makalas Chaver B'Shem. Okay, four lines from the bottom, that's where we will pick it up. V'yema l'motzi shem shamayim l'vatala. Maybe the pasuk is not for Makalas Chaver B'Shem. But maybe it's for Shem Shamayim Levatala. Saying Shem Hashem only do with a Shavua. Doesn't specifically say Shavua in the Pasuk. And Rashi says, the second to last line, Makalas Chaver B'Shem Molaki. Maybe cursing one's friend with Hashem's name, one wouldn't get Malkus for. Because the Pasuk's referring to Motzi Shem Shamayim. So Gemara says, Migara Makalas Chaver B'Shem Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. Is it worse? It would be the same level as her. So if you get Malkus for one, you get Malkus for the other. Why would you be Mechali between just saying Shem Hashem for nothing and saying Shem Hashem in the context of a Shavua for nothing? They're both Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, and therefore, even if you want to suggest that that's what the pasuk is referring to, so Makala is also referred to in there. Let's continue. Anan Hachi Kakashalon. You're right. Okay, so you answered that problem, but this is our suggested problem with the source. Ema Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala Tiski Lebemalkus. Ava Makala Chaveiro B'Shem, Kiva Tekavitarti, Tekamafik Shem Shemayin Levatala, Ukamitzar, Kamitzar Le Lechavre, Lotiski Le B'Malkus. You're right, the Gemara suggests, that Makala is as bad, at least, as Motzi Shem Shemayim. But maybe Makala is worse. It's because they have two Tartil Reyesa, by Motzi Shem Shemayim. So you're doing one out there, you're being Motzi Shem Shemayim. But by Makala, you're using God's name against the person. That's even worse. So maybe when the pasuk refers to Motzi Shem Shemayim, we can't just say, oh, well, Makala for sure. Maybe it's even worse. Similar to the ideas that we've had by Edom Zomamin in the Kesef Mishnah and the Isser of giving all of one's children to Molech in the according to the Smag. So all of those, the Aveira is deemed to be even beyond the pale of giving them the punishment. So therefore, here too, the Gemara is suggesting maybe it's even worse. So the punishment that is written would not be enough. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to answer that. But first, once we're down here, let's focus on this issue of Shem Shemayin Levatala a little bit before we reject the suggestion. The Isser of Shem Shemayin Levatala, is that an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? So, Pashas of this Gemara, Motzi Shem Shemayim was suggesting it's an Issa D'Oraisa. What about a Bracha Levatala? So that is a Machlokas we showed him. The Tosfos in Masechas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Bracha seems to say it's D'Oraisa. The Gemara says on Brachas Dachlam Gimel that if you're Motzi Shem, you violate Losisa. 2 weeks ago is Parsha. But if you look in the Rishonim, it's not so clear. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, the big Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says clearly that it is Dirabanan. Umishum de Mevarech. If you want to look it up, the second wide line. Umishum de Varech Vracha Sheinat Tzricha V'Ka'avar Mishum Baltisa Leka Tahidrasha Dirabanan. To Amar Perak Mishem Esu, because it's only a Durabanan Isser. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Chaf Aleph, Safik Kara, MS V'yatsiv, Safik Lo Kara. If somebody's not sure if they said MS V'yatsiv, Chozer V'kore, they have to repeat again. They have to repeat again. There are a lot of Shemos of Hashem in V'yatsiv and Achon. So we're saying, oh, it's a Safik Daraisa, Safik, we fulfilled the mitzvah of Zichiris, he sees Mitzrayim, and Safik not. But on the other hand, you have the Safik Isser. So maybe Sheval Tasa Adif. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says we are korei. V'lo asrina mi suffik mishum lo sisa umosi shem shemayin levatala. Right. So therefore, maybe that's a problem. What about a meseches temura where it seems to say that it is the oraisa? So the Gemara says no. Hani mili below bracha. If you're just saying Shem Shemayim out in the middle of nowhere, so that's a problem. That's an Issa Daraisa. But in the context of a bracha, Mosi Shem Shemayim is only an Isser Dirabanan. Right? So if we think about it logically, it makes sense. Because if I make a bracha and I'm not supposed to make a bracha. So, okay, I didn't do what Chazal were mistaking me to do. But I said something beautiful. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Minei Mizonos. What a beautiful statement. I wasn't supposed to say it right now, but it's a beautiful statement. That's a Daraisa. That's like cursing somebody with God's name. That's like just saying God's name in the middle of nowhere. So that is why Tosfos, Bali Tosfos hold, and other Rishonim, that saying a bracha of Shena Tzricha, saying a bracha of Atala is an Isser Dirabanan. The only time when it's an Isser Daraisa to be Mosi Shem Shemayim is if I say it in the context of nothing. If I say a proper logical thought, so it's an Isser Dirabanan. I wasn't supposed to do it. But if I say V'yatzev V'nachon, because I'm not sure if I said it already, if I said a bracha by accident, that's not a daraisa. That's not a chshash of a daraisa. And Moses is a chshash to Rabbanan. That is the shita of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel.
How do you get around that
to Rabbanan? Hi, Gavna, lo tiknu, b'makam safek. Good, that is Tosfos. But who argues, that of course is the Rambam. The Rambam argues in Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam says clearly that if somebody says a bracha sheina tzricha, the Rambam says it is an issa daraisa. Kol mevarech bracha sheina tzricha, perek aleph halacha tesvav, harei ze nose shem lashav, v'harei hu kenishba lashav, v'asur la'anos achrav amen. So iser, shem shemayim lashav, you're not allowed to say amen to it, that's an issa daraisa. Say a bracha sheina tzricha. The Rambam says if Chazal didn't tell me to say it, then I can't say it. And we're back to the issa of it. It's as if you're saying it for nothing. As if it's not in the context. Think of Rabbeinu Manoach there. Rabbeinu Manoach there. B'yafal pi sha'anu omer in Baruch Hashem lo'olam. In Chutz La'aretz, they add on brachas. Yiru'inenu, which is a late bracha. It's not in Shas anywhere. By brachas that are bizman atanom chazal. Okay, we'll talk about that more in a second. But what about a bracha after Shas? Nowhere in Shas. You're going to say that's a bracha? Right? It's similar to the bracha. There are various brachas that are not in Shas. That's why some gedolim don't say some all of them. Hanosim leyayv koach is not in Shas. The bracha of Baruch Shep Tarani. So machlokes it's in a medrash. It's not in Shas. So the question is, what about all these brachas? So says Rabbeinu Manoach, what do you do? Afilu hachi ain ba mishum lo sisa. No, you don't have a lo sisa for that. Why? To harabanan basroi tiknuhu v'harishus nisuna lekol gadol shebechol dar vador l'sakin bracha l'fiya mischadish la'anshe doro. Very important, Rabbeinu Manoach. Every rabbi throughout the generations, all of the chachamim, have power to make brachas based on what was nischadish l'anshei doro. Tekayim alon yiftach b'doro kishmul b'doro. V'kivon shetiknua b'geula kigula richtadamye. V'nirish al zeh samach gonzal kishtikin pidyon ben brach alakos. U'bibisamim b'matbeya aruch me'inyin pidyon ben. He continues. That's what he says. You can't violate Osisa if it's a bracha that was niskan by Chazal. They have that power. Even though other types of bracha shenet srichas, which I didn't have to say, that would be a problem. So, Pashas, this is a machlokas, Issa d'Oraisa or Issa d'Rabbanan, machlokas the Rambam versus Baalei Tosas. Two other haras before we move on. Number one, Rav Chai Adam cannot fathom that the Rambam means what he means. In the Nishmas Adam, in Hilchas Brachas, from the bottom of the Chayei Adam, he says it's impossible, because if it was really a Daraisa, how could, I mean, the Rabbi Menoch just said it, but how could Chazal make all these brachas? If it's really a chshash of losisa, making a bracha shein etzricha, so how can it be a concept of a bracha? I achcharachin, I isa the bracha levatala, he daraisa, al ma samchu chachamim, lesakin kala brachas, u mi natan lahem rishus. V'davar ha-malach alav ha-shalom, sh'amar brachat ha-shem lamdeinu chukecha, mihi tirlo. Who said he could say Shem Hashem, he can make up all these brachas? The ode, and also, says the Rambam himself says, if somebody's not sure if they benched or not, we know benching is a bracha d'araisa, so what do we say? Safik d'araisa l'chumras, you have to bench again. But what do you mean? On the other hand, you have safik bracha shen tzricha d'araisa. So it's a d'araisa versus a d'araisa. Similar to what we said before, so you should be sheva tasa. So why should you bench again, if you're not sure if you benched? Umabakach, kiva gantala shitaso, bracha l'vatali d'araisa, kamosho chichem izeh tosfus. And then he says, Va'od. And he says, Va'od. And he quotes the Rambam at the end of Shavuos. Very interesting Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Masechet Shavuos says, Im ta'a halashon, v'hotzi shem shamayim levatala, yimaher miyad, v'yishabeach, v'yifa'er, v'yahader lo, k'dei shalo yizacher levatala. Like our minhag of saying Baruch Shem. Right? If you say about Shem Shemayim levatala, quickly praise the name. Yishabach, v'yifa'er, v'yahader lo. So it's not levatala. Ketzad, Amar Hashem, Omer, Baruch Hu Lolam Va'ed, O Gadol Hu V'Hu Lo Miod, V'Chayotzei Bozeh. Just say some pasuk. Kidei Shalo Yihi Yelavatala. That's the Rambam. Ask the Chayei Adam, so it's not Levatala? How does that help? If it's Ein Tzricha, Rambam holds, it is Daraisa. How could it help to say Shem Hashem and then just praise it? How does that work? Harila Hedya, says the Mishpah Zadim. V'Mashi Yomar Achakach, Baruch, Misakein Mashi Hiskir Batchila. If you pray to Hashem afterwards, he says, "Kedei shelo yehi bracha levatala." V'yem kein eich nomar kishomer tchila barach yehi over v'yeh levatala. V'lachein nira li delekule alma eina over elokishiasker Hashem beloshim bracha. Says the Chayei Adam, don't make a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, even though it sounds that way. No, if it's in the context of a bracha, so then it is not the araisa. Aye, what's the Rambam talking about? He sounds like bracha shen etzricha. He says that's talking about when you're just making a joke. That's talking about when you have no serious intention at all. That's when it's daraisa, like as if you're saying nothing. But if it's in the context of a bracha, even if you said it b'shogeg, even if you said it when you didn't need to, but if you mean the words, that's not daraisa. It's only daraisa, he says, afilu rakish omer b'derek schok v'hito, debazem meisir yirasomi panav. But if you're mevarech lodos l'Hashem shenivra, shebara priha eitz, afkishalo yochal klum, right, that is his discussion here. And Chas v'shalom lahakel negad kol ha'achronim. I know this is a big chiddush. I mean, Mekel gets all the achronim in their understanding of the Rambam. But he says, what can I do? This is what I think. That's a very important nishmas adam in Hilchas Brachos. You can look it up in Klal Hey Os Aleph. Finally, the last source to mention before we continue. And that is a fascinating Rav Ovadia, Yechavidas. Chavadas in Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem Aleph. Here's the case. Somebody's fleishik, and they say a bracha on ice cream. They're about to put it in their mouth, and then they remember their fleishik. What does one do? So if somebody already is fleishik and they ate milchiks, then you stop. We don't say a misconception that, now I blew it, now I'm milchik. No, it doesn't work that way. If somebody's fleishik, somebody's fleishik. But asks the Rav Ovadia, what if you made the bracha and you didn't? And you didn't eat anything yet. So what does one do? So, mi sha'achal basar sha'al pidin sarach l'shal she'shos k'dei she'yem mutar b'machal l'chalav akav rishah, after an hour he forgot and he made a bracha. What does he do? So I think if you ask the average person on the street, they'd say, what do you mean? You say Baruch Shem, finished. And you don't eat. So says the Rav Ovadia, let's think about this for a minute. He goes through the sugya of basar b'chalav. He goes through the sugya of bracha shen etzricha, and he says, right now, after waiting an hour, everybody holds that for sure you're in the world, even not cooked together, in the world of what the minhag is of waiting. After an hour, some rishonim say you have to wait an hour. Some rishonim say you have to wait 6 hours. 3 hours, that's less grounded than the rishonim. But either way, it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael over the past couple hundred years. But after an hour,
you're in the world of a shita, various shitas in the world of the Rabbanan. Bracha shein etzricha. If you don't take a bite, according to the Rambam, that could be daraisa pashtus. Okay, other Bisharim say it's Durabanan. But even if you want to say it's a Durabanan versus a Durabanan, so what, we're going to say Baruch Shem? You can fix it. Better, says Rav Avadya, to take a little bite. That is his shita, and that's what other poskim say also. It's a double suffix. Shema, maybe the halacha is like the matirim that allow you to eat it after an hour. This is his classic svek sveka. And if you want to say the halacha is like ka'osrim, shem the halacha is that shem halacha ka'osrim, she's bracha gama machal iser. Another, right? Maybe the halacha is like you have to make a bracha, even if you're eating dvar iser. And also, maybe the halacha is that bracha levatala is daraisa. Like the Rambam pashtus. Umemela harik shetoi misake and shloti brachas levatala. V'yisur yasur chamur. V'yishla sari flasif rabbi klonimus brought in the Mordechai. That shenira svirle shachatsi shir b'isr drabanan mutter. Isr of chatsi shir b'isr drabanan. So then also you're not doing anything wrong. You're not really violating this drabanan. Anyway, this is the tshuva again. Rock just a little to ima. Not more than that. You can't like finish the whole cookie. Just a little bit of a taste in order to be motzi your bracha.
And what about within an hour?
Within an hour. So within an hour is more serious because then. You know, even the Ramah's heter of right the next meal, he says Shah. So I don't know. It sounds like according to Rav Avadya's Svari, should even say within an hour. His case is after Shah, but according to his Svari, even within. But I'm not sure if we would go that far. Okay, there's another point, but first we'll continue. And if at the end we have time, remind me, we'll get back to the Aruch HaShulchan on Baruch Shem. Anyway, back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara said, how do we know this pasuk is referring to Mekalas Chaveiro? Maybe it's Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, and Motzi Shem Shemayim gets Malkus. But if you're Mekalas Chaveiro, it's even worse. Malkus wouldn't even be good enough for you. So Gemara says, no. Lo Masas Amr, you can't suggest that. Dechsiv, Lo Sekalel Cheresh, because the pasuk says that you're not allowed to curse a deaf mute, a Cheresh, somebody who is probable and very commonly made fun of. So that's the pasuk. V'yamri lekalas chaveiro asharte mehacha. And if you say the pasuk earlier that we've been talking about is about mekalas chaveiro, that's the punishment. So this is the ashara for mekal dechsev lo sekalel chayresh. Ela iyamri motzi shem shemayim levatala. But if you say that the pasuk is referring to motzi shem shemayim asharte mehecha, so where's another pasuk? We always know ein onshin ela im kein mashirin, and therefore you need a warning. So what's the other pasuk that you have for the iser of Motzi Shem Shemayim? You don't have one, so it must be that's not the onesh. So Gemara says, Alam Allah, what's the problem? V'yoksiv, es Hashem alokecha tirev oso tavod. That pasuk could be, you have an extra pasuk. Right? One pasuk could be referring to Mikal, one pasuk is referring to Motzi Shem Shemayim. So Gemara says, no, you can't use that pasuk for an ashara. Why? Hahu asharas asehu. There's a lashon of los asay. Ashara has to be hishamar pen alolah. That's what we don't. This is you shall fear. So that's not a lashon of ashara, and therefore that wouldn't be good enough. Good. Says the Minchas Chinuch just has a ha'ara on the Rambam that we quoted according to this Gemara that if the ashara for bracha shein etzricha is an asay, according to that Rambam, you shouldn't get malchus. Even if you want to say it's daraisa. If the ashara is an asay, one shouldn't get malchus for making that bracha she'en etzricha. But the more important point on this line is the Sefer HaChinuch. Very important Sefer HaChinuch. We've mentioned this in the past, and that is in Mitzvah Samach Tes. The Sefer HaChinuch says, in the Isser of Shalo Lekalel Dayan, says the Chinuch, explaining this principle of Ein Onshin Ela Im Kein Mashirin. Why is that? The Torah says an onesh, the Torah says an onesh. Why isn't that good enough? Torah says I'm going to get malchus for something. Why isn't that good enough? What do I need a separate pasuk for an ashara? Says the chinuch, because if you don't have a pasuk, you just have malchus, then I very easily could have thought that it's just like a loan. By a loan, I borrow money, I have to pay. Is that a punishment? No. It's just a natural outgrowth of what I do. There's no avera of borrowing money, but if you borrow money, you have to pay. So too, maybe I would think, there's no problem with eating treif. There's just, you owe God something. Right, you owe him malchus. You eat treif, you owe malchus. You wear shatnez, you owe malchus. Who says there's something wrong with it? Right? This is just the system that Hashem created. This is what you do. This is what happens. So too by all averus, says the Chinuch. That's why we need ein onshim el im kein mashirin, because we have to realize it's not just tit for tat. It's not just getting something, but it is that you're not allowed to do this. So, I'm a masochist. I like being whipped. It's worth it for me. Right, everything in life has its, we have to pay for it. Right, if I want to do something, you know, stay up late to do something, I'm going to pay for it the next day. I'm going to be tired. That's part of the system. Is it a punishment that I'm tired? No. It was my bechira to do this. So now I'm exhausted. Okay, so the same thing with mitzvahs or averus. Maybe it's not an avera. Maybe I'll do this. I get a whip for it. Says the chinuch. That's why we have to have this. Maybe it's like a business deal. That's not the point of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are about not doing things, not just doing things and paying for it. And that is why we need an ashara to let me know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to do this. That is the svara for this principle that comes up in our Gemara. Just the Minchas Chinuch there says, if that's the whole svara, he does not know why an ashara saseh is not good enough. Because we already know that Hashem's not interested in you doing this. Why do you need the language of a lo saseh? Even if Hashem says, do this, and we're mechlal heinat ha-shomei alav, we would already know that Hashem is not happy with what we're doing, and therefore, why is that not good enough? He says, So therefore, I don't like it. I think there must be something else. But you always have to remember the chinuch. He already gave his, in his Agdama, he already gave his caveat. He's not saying vaday. I like it, says the Minchas Chinuch, but it leaves open some questions. So you could always say that the Chinuch meant that there's always more behind the issue as well. Okay, we continue now with the two dots on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. So if you remember, the Gemara had three suggestions on the bottom of the previous Amud and Daf. Three suggestions about Lav She'ein Bo Maisa that one gets Malkus for. Meimir, Mekalas Chaver B'Shem, if I violate Tmura, if I curse a friend with God's name, and Nishba. And then we had a statement of the next opinion, said Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that even if you're Makim Shrumul Bikurim, period. So what does that mean, Maktim Shrumul Bikurim? So Pashas, that means that's also a fourth suggestion. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Maktim Shrumul Bikurim, my time at Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, what's his reason? Again, this is the Isser, this is an Isser Daraisa. Malei Ascha, yesterday's Parsha. Malei Ascha V'dimachal Osa Acher. I'm not allowed to go out of order with my Matnas Kahuna. That's the mitzvah. The message of the mitzvah is you got to be mesudar in life, right? That's the message of that mitzvah. What's the difference? Well, everybody will get what they need anyway. I'll get the bikurim. I'll get the truma. What's the difference? What order I do it in? If I make sure to do the right, correct ratios, the answer is you got to be mesudar in life. You got to do this. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do first, and second, and third. That's the mitzvah. Malei Ascha V'Dimachal Osa Acher. So says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Amar Kar Malei Ascha V'Dimachal Osa Acher. Maleya Elu Bikurim V'Dimachal Elu Truma V'Amra Losa Acher. Do not delay. Do not do it out of order. That is the Isser. And if one does this out of order, one gets Malkus, according to Pashas, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Stop there for a minute. If you look in Rashi here, Rashi explains, what does the Lashon, what do you get from Malei Ascha V'Dimacha? What do you get the Truma from there? So says Rashi, if you look in the Rashi, about the fourth medium line, Elu Bikurim, Dilahachi Kari Bilibikurim Malaya, Mishum Dila Akar Shenis Mala Hatvua, Vinigmra Malachta, Hukvalibikurim. Malayascha means Malay, even after it's ripe. Malayascha, that's what it's called Bikurim. Dimacha That's truma. How do you know dimachla is truma? Rashi, lefi shehi midama'as va'ola be'echad u'meya, mafek lakar b'lashon dimua. Because it's midama'ya. In 1 to 100, that's why he loses the lashon of dema. Tosfos does not like this pshat, because he says that's a dinder rabbanan. So dinder rabbanan, that truma is bata 1 in 100. Midaraisa, everything's bata barof. Midaraisa. Tosfos right here doesn't like that. He says that's only a dinder rabbanan, that truma is midama'as. So that's why he quotes your Moshe Mifantazia. Right, he quotes a different shot. What is it? What is, why is it called Medumeh? Because Dema is like from the word tears. And it's Noheg Balach. It's Noheg even with liquid. Bikurim is only Biyavish. Because you only bring Bikurim from pre. You might say even wine and oil have a different status. But anyway, Truma is more inclusive, says Tosfos. That's why he called it Dema. It's interesting. If you look in Rashi in yesterday's Parsha, remember Sedra yesterday, Rashi says on the Pasuk, very unusual, Maleaschava Dimacha. Dimacha Rashi says, Hatruma. The Eini Odeya Ma'u Lashon Dema. Rashi on Chumash. It's a riot that Rashi on Tumur is not really Rashi. Rashi on Tumur says what Dema is. And Rashi in Mishpatim says, Eini Odeya Ma'u Lashon Dema. What's she talking about? I don't know. It's a Rechian. I don't see anybody who makes that Hara. Well, I say it's Pasha. Right, we only caught it because yesterday was Mishpatim. But the Rashi says, the Eben Ezra there explains what another pshat of Dema, like Tipos, like Tosfos says here. But it's Rashi in yesterday's Parsha, so Tzarechian. Tzarechian, assuming Rashi and Tzmur is Rashi, you know, so it's Tzarechian, we got to keep looking. Somebody's going to make that Ha'ara. It's not the Grace Akasha. Okay, so Dema. So we have Rashi, what Dema is here. We have Tosfos. And Dema, if you remember, the another suggestion of Dema is a gra, one of our favorite gras that we like to mention, the gra in Zos HaBracha. The gra there talks about the Gemara in Baba Basra and elsewhere, where the Gemara talks about who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Menachas Dav Lamed, Baba Basra Dav Tezvav or so. And the Gemara says, Machlokas, who wrote the last eight psukim, Yoshua ben Nun or Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Why would you say that? Because how can Moshe wrote that? He died. He didn't die yet. It's a lie. It's a sheker. So the Gemara says, according to the other opinion, no. Even Moshe wrote it, but he wrote it bedema. He wrote it in tears. So the question is, how does that solve the Sheker problem? It's not true. There's never a pasuk in the Torah that says something happened already when it didn't happen yet. The Torah can forecast something happening, something is going to happen, but it can never say it happened already when it didn't happen yet. So that is why the question is, according to the opinion that says bedema, so what does that mean? How does that work? So the Marsha has a pshat, but the Gra has a pshat. The Gra says it's based on the word medumeh. It's based on the word truma and medumeh, getting mixed up. What does that mean? It means, like the Ramban says in Hazakdama to Torah, that when the Torah, the world was created, and the Torah was called to the world, the Torah was written in its pristine state. And it spelled out names of God, the entire Torah. If you put all the letters together without breaking it up into words, it spells out the name of Hashem. We got it already broken up into words. Bereishis bara Elokim, es haShamayim. But really, inherently, it was in a virgin, besula state, says the Ramban. And that's what Dema means. What does it mean? The last eight psukim Hashem gave to Moshe bidema in their original Shem Shemayim state. So it didn't say Vayom Hashem Moshe at that time. That's what it means, Dema. Meduma against Rashi there in Menachas, who says Dema means tears. It's Meduma. It was mixed up. And then Yeshua came along and unmixed it and deciphered it. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him and dictated to him what exactly the Torah should say. But that's Meduma and Dema of the Vilna Gaon. That's related to here. What does Dema mean in the Torah? It's Meduma. That's what he says it means, even in the Gemara in Baba Basra and Menachos, by the last eight psukim in the Torah. Okay, so this is an Isser of being going out of order with your Matnas, Bikurim and Truma. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Hiktim, Truma, La Bikurim. What if I was Maktim Truma? I'm supposed to give Bikurim first. What if I went out of order? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Loke, Chad Amar Loke. Machlokas, if you get Malkus, Testayim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Udam Amar Loke. Let's try to prove that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says Malkus. Why? From earlier statement. Midam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. After the first opinion said, there are three Isurim that don't have a Maisa that you get Malkus for, so Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina chimed in. Also, Machtim Shumul Bikurim. Doesn't that mean that also this is an example of a Lav Shein Maisa that you do get Malkus for? So, Gemara says, okay, but Adarabba, no, Tistayim Rabbi Elazar Udam Aloka. We have another source that says, no, Rabbi Elazar is the one that says you get Malkus. Ditan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Demai. That's important, because Tosfos says that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Demai here. How you lefanav shtei kol shel tevel? I have two baskets of tevel. Demai tevel, though. That means Truma Gedola was taken off. So, when I'm need to take off here are the Meisers. So, the Amar Meiser shall Zubazu. That's why the Truma is not discussed here. It's Meiser. Meiser shall Zubazu. What if I go to basket A and basket B? I say the Meiser of A should be in B. So, I was just misaking basket A. Because I said the Meiser of A should be in basket B. So, in basket B, there's Meiser, but basket A should be fine. That's what the Mishnah says. Are we showing a Musaris? Everything works out fine. Shel zuba zuba shel zuba zu. What if I say this one's meiser should be in this one, and this one's meiser should be in this one? So the first one works. Harishona mu'useres, because I stop time. This one's meiser should be in this one. Fine, but then when you try to go back, you can't do that because now you're trying to take meiser min apatra lachayif, and that's not good. Vashniyeh in a mu'useres. Second one doesn't work. But what happens if I try to do it simultaneously? Meiser seyem meiser kalkala bechaverta. If I say the maestros of each one should be in the other one, kara es hashem, that works. Tosa says, even though we have a principle of kol she'ena bezachar zafil b'basachas eino, which we've discussed elsewhere, divi maskel maestros saying, Tosa works it out. Why this is not a violation of that principle? Okay, not for now, but that's what the Mishnah says, that simultaneously it could work. V'yidma Rabbi Eliezer on my loke. But Rabbi Eliezer still says, wonderful, it works, but you're going to get malchus for this. Why? Because you were makdim. You didn't do one after another. You were makdim. Fourth wide line in Rashi. De mei kara mikami de amar shel zu bazu kaima lahafresh. Oh, I'm sorry. This is going on case two. Case number two. Right? If I say shel zu bazu, right? The mikami de amar shel zu bazu kaima lahafresh bimena meiser rishon u meiser sheni vahasha ki chozer mafresh bimena meiser rishon u meiser sheni bishel ida kalkala nipsa meiser rishon shel kalkala zu kodel meiser rishon shel omid lahafresh mida kalkala. Rashi talks about, isn't it exact? It's not one before the other, but it seems to be not one after another, at least. So maybe that's already a violation. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, the Rebbe Elazar says you get Malkus here. He's the one that says that you get Malkus, meaning that leaves Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina being the opinion that you don't get Malkus. That's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because we just said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Damar Eino Loke, Le Makasha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. He says he's the one that adds on the statement of af hamaktim shumul bikurim, and now he's the one. If Rabbi Elazar is the one that says you get Malkus here, so he should be the one that said, and he says he's the one that says you don't get Malkus. How could he add on that statement before? So the Gemara says he never meant Malkus when he added on by saying yeah, also maktim shumul bikurim. He never said this is also a lav sheim b'maisa that you get Malkus for. He was just saying this is also a lav sheim b'maisa. Period. That's all he meant to add on. Lo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Apetura Kai. He's just saying this is also a Lav Shema Maisa. But Vahachi Kamar, Lav Shema Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. These three are Lav Shema Maisas. Ein Lokan Alav, generally, except for those three exceptions, .. And Rabbi Yossi Chanina adds on to the first half of that statement. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Chanina, Amra Makdim Truma Lebikurim. Also, that case is one which is a Lav Shema Maisa. But you don't get Malkus for it, according to Rabbi Yossi Chanina. Period. The Minchas Chinuch is Meir. By this Avera that we're talking about Makdim Truma Lebikurim, says the Minchas Chinuch, L'chora, one should have a Chiyuv to go and be Shoel on his Hafrasha. Because after all, you could get out of your Hafrasha. How many Averas are there that, besides the midst of Tshuva, obviously, you can always do Tshuva, but how many Averas can you technically get out of? This is one of them. Says the Minchas Chinuch. There in Mitzvah Samach Tes, Lechora, he says, one should have to get out of their Where is the ayin base? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ubehikdim she'avra lo sase mikol makom im shoel lachachem ala afrasha memela hadra l'tivla v'lo avar v'zeh pashut v'im ki b'kai gavna d'avar mitzvah le'it shulei k'dei shelo yavra lase v'lo sase. L'chora, because you can, it must be you have to. It must be you have to get out of it. He says, the nafkamina is a davar sheish l'matirin. And therefore it shouldn't be batel if it falls into a mixture. Says the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Dalid in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, they should have to be Shoel. Where do you have any other examples of this? Any other examples where you could get out of your Aveira, be Shoel on it? So the Minchas Chinuch himself says, not here, but you can look elsewhere. Minchas Chinuch discusses it in Mitzvah Reish Pehei. The Isra being Makdish Abalmum. So says the Minchas Chinuch, you're going to say the same thing there? You should be Shoel on your Hakdasha. Just like you can be Shoel, you can undo your Hafrasha, you should be able to undo your Akdasha. So interestingly, the Minchas Chinuch is Mechalek. The Minchas Chinuch says there, it's not going to help you. Even though by Hafrasha Shum it can help you, here it won't. The nearly Pashut, Dim Hikdish Balmun Lamezbeach, V'yachar Zeh Kodem Shenilke, Nishal Ala Hekdish, before you get Malkus, Mikom Nakom Nirali Deloke. Excuse me. You get Malkus anyway. Why? Tidihida hektish yotzei lechulin delo adif hot mitam shemahani sheila mikol makom alav avar. You already violated. Kilo matzino b'shum makom in b'shas hadibur hi avera detani sheila. This iser is are the words. Kamo shvua shav o sheker kigon sheachalti velo achal o lahefech bevade loke. You get Malkus for that, even though you could be Shoel on your Shavua. No! It doesn't help if the Aveira are the words that you say, you can't get rid of them. V'im Kain, ki yesh l'chelek, v'yesh l'chalek, ki kan kivan de'ahekdash nifkal ma'freya, lo ye over klal, mikol makom means a svara, because the Dibur is the problem. Masha'en Kain, he doesn't explicate it, but what do you have to add in? Masha'en Kain, in our case, it's not the Dibur that's the problem, it's the order that's the problem. The order is the problem. The effect of your words. And therefore, if that's the case, then you could be able to show El. Because that's not an Isser Dibur. Right? That's an Isser Afrasha. So if you get rid of the Afrasha, then it would be okay. So just like what if somebody eats Truma? Right? It'll always be Asra Safek. They'll never be Chayiv. Right? You'll always be Shoel on the Truma. No. Somebody eats that. You go over to somebody. You already did the Aveira. You can't just say you got rid of, right? Every time you do an Aveira, it's taken out. Meaning if somebody else eats the Truma, right? You can't be Shoel on that. In the case of the opposite order, so then that you could be able to be Shoel. If somebody already did a Maisa Achila, a Maisa Aveira, then it would work. Okay, we continue. Umayshna. So what did we just say? Because Rabbi Chanina, that you don't get Malkus for this. Umayshna meimar delaki mishum dibiduro asa Maisa. Why by Timura there, where we say it's considered he's doing an act through his words, and therefore he gets Malkus. Makan shulam bikurim nami loki mishum dibiduro asa Maisa. What's the difference between Tshmura and Makdim Tshmul Bikurim? Both of them are Dibur Ose Maisa. So the Gemara says, or not only Dibur, the first Shidim Kubet says right here says, even Machshava, Ose Maisa. So I'm Rabbi Yavin, no. Shiny Hasam, the Lav Shenitak La Asehu. No, over there it's a Lav, by Makdim Tshmul Bikurim, it's a Lav Nitak La Aseh. Tichsiv, Mikom Asro Sechem Tarimu, because that includes Bitorim Ne'ah. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi says it means you could just take off. You were makdim shumah lebikurim. Take off shumah again. Is that going to be called shumah? Call it shumah. Take off shumah again. Other the Radvaz on the Rambam says no. You can't undo it. What you can? How is it nidal? I say put it all back into the mixture. Mix it up again and then take off shumah. Don't just take off another shumah. Right. Put it all back into the mixture. Undo it. It's all mixed out. It's going to be medumah. So the Radvaz assumes that maybe it's like a hash'alah, but the Radvaz says that's what you should do. He says it's against Rashi. And he says, I know that. But he says, Luli de Mistafin, Hava Midishlon is Kavin Rashi Loma Shechozer Umafish Minakri. Ela Shechozer Vakari Shmosam Ala Seder. The Adain Divay Rashi Tzarech Ian. He says, Tzarech Ian, what exactly is the Nitak La Asay here? How do you fix the Aveira? It's not 100% clear. But that is what it suggested. Period. Yasser Rav Dimi Vakamal Hala Hashmaitza. Rav Dimi said this. Is that really the rule? Lav anita lase doesn't get malchus because it's dumya delav de chasima in order to get malchus, and the lav of chasima is with a is not nita lase. So any nita lase you're not going to get malchus for. V'hameimar delav shenita lase. What about tamura? Tamura is also a lav shenita lase. It's an automatic nitzak lasei, but it's still an asei. Vilaki, and you still get malchus. Tisan, as our Mishnah said, lo shadam rashay lo hamir elashim hamir mumar v'sofek es arbaim. So it's an automatic lasei, and you get malchus for tamura. So it's how is that that violates the rule? By the way, we mentioned in a mitzvah shir a couple of weeks ago, there are three examples where we have averis and mitzvahs that overlap. Three examples: lava nitzak lasei, Asi docha lo sasei, mitzvah baba vera. Three examples. One of them, I shouldn't be doing the mitzvah baba vera. One of them, I should be doing the mitzvah, asi docha lo sasei. And one of them, I shouldn't have, but now I should. And that's lava nita glase. So you have all three models where you have a lava and a say that are overlapping. Interesting. Says the Gemara. Back to the question. So Tamura is a violation of this principle because it's a lava nita glase and you still get malchus. The Gemara says no. Havi lehu tre lavi v'charase. It's two lavim. V'lo asi charase v'akar tre lavi. One asi kenaka two lavim. And it relates to what we discussed on the base. Macholos Rama Rabam. Does this mean it's counted as two? You get double malchus for this? Or just it's more serious? It starts emphasizing it. Rabba. Ay, vahari onis. What about onis? Somebody is ma'anis, a woman, chas v'shalom, dechad lav, v'chad asei, v'lo asi chad, asei v'akar lav. There, the asei is, again, it's an asei, nalos asei, and the one asei doesn't have the power, and you get malchus for that, even though it's a lav she'anitak l'asei. D'tanya, onis she'giresh, if a ma'anis, a woman, he's not allowed to divorce his wife. If he divorces his wife, im Yisrael hu ma'aksir v'naloke. If he's a Yisrael, he can take his wife back. V'im kohenu lo kevin ha'machzer. He gets malchus there. That's in the category of a lava nitzak lasei, and you get a malchus for it. So where it says, kohanim ka'amrit, you ask me from kohanim, kohanim ta'machrinuhu, the Rabbi Rachmona, kedusha yaseira. There's special kedusha by kohanim, there's different rules and regulations by mitzvahs when it comes to kohanim or not. So don't ask me any kashas by kohanim and mitzvahs, period. So kitanoi. This, what's this? Tosfos says we're going back on the Lav Shein B'maisa discussion. Tosfos Dimaskel Kitanoi. Because we're not talking about Nitzak Laseis anymore. So going back to the earlier. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether you get Malchus on a Lav Shein Yish B'maisa or Lav Shein B'maisa. Kitanoi. Lo Yashim Imenu Ad Boker. The Isser of leaving over Nosar, which is a Lav Shein B'maisa. Bo'akaz of Litein Asei Acher Lo Sasei Lomar Shein Loken Alav Dib Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you don't get Malchus because it's a lav hanitak lasei. Rabbi Yaakov omer lo mena shemuze. What do you mean? It's the deeper reason why you don't get malchus. El mishadavi lav shein ba maisa. The kol lav shein ba maisa in lokan a lav. Rabbi Yehuda, though, did not give that reason. So it must be because Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shein ba maisa, you would get malchus, and therefore you need the other reason of lav hanitak lasei. So the Gemara Michlad, Rabbi Yehuda saber lokan a lav. Period. Rabbi Yaakov, hayven hanosar mimenu ad boker beis shrofo l'may asa. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, what's the purpose of the assay? Right? If you don't need that assay to pater malchus, what's the purpose of the assay? We don't assume it's telling us legufe because there's another pasuk teaching me you have to burn no sars. I mean, brother, look at this non. It's including what the Mishnah says, ha'atzamos v'hagidin v'hanosar. The bones, inedible items, atzamos and gidin, and nosar, yisarfa b'shisha asar, they're burned on the 16th, meaning not on the 15th. The current Pesach. You can't burn it on Yontif. Shreif is over, it's not Docha Yontif. Chal Shisha Asar Lios B'Shabbos. If the second day of Pesach is Shabbos, Yisrevu B'Shiva Asar, the 17th, L'Fishin Docha, and Lois HaShabbos, Lois HaYontif. Shreif is over, it's not Docha. That's what you learn out from that Pasuk. V'yamar Chizkiya, V'chetar D'vechizkiya, my time, Amar Krova, Anosu B'menu, Ad Boker, Bo'esh Yisrofu, Ba'akas, Alitin Boker, Shein, Yisrei Faso, period. It's an extra phrase, Ad Boker, to teach me you have an extra morning, an extra Boker, to burn it, and there, if that's what is included from that pasuk, but not that you need the fact that it's a lav nitzak lasei, really it's because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Two ha'aris before we finish. Number one, the Rambam Shita is problematic. This came up in Maseches Zevachim and Menachos. The Rambam in Hilchos Psuli Hamak. One minute. We don't get malchus for, sorry about that. We don't get malchus for leaving over nosar. Asel lahosim ibsar kachim laachar zman achilasam. The Rambam says why yudches tesim suliyam mekdashim shaharei nitko hakasov laasei. The Rambam yudches tes because it's a lav and he did not say. He asked the Kesem Mishnah. Why doesn't he say lav sheim b'maisa in lokan alav? Isn't there a more inclusive? The Kesem Mishnah says, oh, it must be the Rambam holds that lav and he did not say is a more inclusive isser. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Do you have examples that are lav she yesh bo maisa, but nita glase? There are more cases like that, more than non-nita glases, but lav she ain bo maises. That's what Mishnah Malach is also bothered. He says, I understand. He says, why does he say that reason? He says, haga'atzmecha. He says, sha'avet anosa. What if the anosa gets lost? Oh, if you eat it, then it's not nita glase anymore. You're going to get malchus for that? No. Because it's still a lav she'ein bo maisa. So he says, avalim in kat time lav she'ein bo maisa. Vadavar tzarech etzli talmud b'kralam ad rambam in yuduches tes. In Tzulei Mekdashim quotes the reason for leaving over anosa. It goes to Yehuda's reason. Right? Instead of the other reason, Rabbi Yaakov's, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda's reason. He doesn't quote the reason of Rabbi Yaakov. That the reason is lav she'ein bo, lav she'ein bo maisa. One final point. And that is, finally, we have a lot of Minchas Chinuch today. The Minchas Chinuch, one more, discusses that according to the Rambam, if you remember, we read it in the beginning of Hilchos Temura. The Rambam says that you get Malkus for Temura, but don't think that Lav She'im Maisa is a Ptur, because it's Aso, right? It's Aso Maisa. Don't think Nita Lasei is a Ptur. Why? Remember the Rambam? Because the Lav is more inclusive than the Asei. The Lav includes Shutfin and others. And the Asay does not include them. So if the Isser is bigger, then you would get Malkus. Ask the Minchas Chinuch on the Rambam. So what about on the Rambam, ask the Minchas Chinuch in general. So according to that principle, what about Nosar? Women are Pater from, it's a Mitzvah Seis Mangrama. It's only by Yom. So the Los Asay is more inclusive than the Asay. You should get Malkus. You should get Malkus. If the reason is Labadita Glasay, you should get Malkus for that. Answers the Minchas Chinuch, it must be, you say, there's a Tosfos in Masechas Chulin, which he says, maybe Shai, the Rambam is not saying in general rule, but he's just saying specifically Temura. These rules apply, because Temura is a weak Lav Anita Glase, because you don't do anything, it's just a Dabar de Mamela. Because Chulin Daf Pei, he quotes Tosfos. And because it's a Dabar de Mamela, so the Rambam is not giving a general rule, but specifically by Chulin, it's a weak Nita Glase, and that's why one would not get Malkus. One would get Malkus in that case. But otherwise, by a real stronger Nita Glase, where you're going to burn the Nosar, then you would have the Ptur anyway, even if the Lav is more inclusive. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors. Today's shiur was sponsored by Zechan Ishma, Zisa, Bas, Elio, Shlomo, Celia, Gerwitz, Levine, Alea Shalom, whose 10th yahrzeit is today, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Neshama should have an aliyah.